My name is Angelo Rivera, and I am interviewing Maximus Villanueva in Brentwood on June 14th, 2022. He is another MBK member. Max, do you give me permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, and a reminder, you don't have to answer any question that makes you uncomfortable. Okay, so again, what's your name, your age, what school do you go to, what neighborhood do you live in, and what's your like ethnic identity?
My name's Maximus Villanueva. I'm 17. I went to Brentwood High School, Ross, I guess. And my neighborhood? I don't understand that question,
It's
to be
just
honest.
pretty much as Brentwood. We both live in
Yeah, I
Brentwood.
guess just Brentwood. My ethnicity is Puerto Rican.
Hispanic.
Puerto Rican, it's a different.
Okay. All right. So, first question, or right, question number four. If I were to live an average week in your community, what would I experience?
Perfect.
What was that?
It's not the most perfect neighborhood, but it's also not the worst. It's not like you're just gonna get harassed every street you go down. It's not like there's gonna be like you're gonna like be scared of going anywhere. Everywhere is fine because everywhere is like safe. There's police. There's neighborhood watch. There's like the normal stuff. It's just an average neighborhood.
Yeah, right. It's pretty much it. This is a normal neighborhood. Nothing too special about it. Except that we're all Hispanics here. Oh, yeah.
Sounded so bad.
All right, next question. How did you become involved at MBK?
Back in my freshman year, I was with it was Noah and James, and we were in our global history class, and they just told me to just show up. And I just decided to show up, and I was like, hey, this is pretty fun. Get to talk about it was like a, generally it was about colleges and just generally about the future with the teacher, Mr. Beauchamp. It was just a group of kids talking about college and what to do in the future.
Yeah, we all had that same experience where someone just told us to join. We were like, sure. And then like, hey, we're here now.
To be
It's
fair,
pretty
I don't
cool.
even think I heard about it through the announcements. I just like figured it out through other people.
Yeah, me neither. It was Philip who told me. Just, hey, you wanna come? And I'm like, yeah, sure. All right. Okay, next question. Describe the impact of MBK on your community.
I guess it helped aid the community in general about just all the community service opportunities, especially with the Easter egg hunt and the relay race, all that stuff for the little kids at the elementary schools. All the times that they've given away food to the homeless and all that. The planting of the trees that I think Josh did over, I don't remember exactly where that was, but
I
it was
was
just like
in Pronto.
trees. Yeah, over by Pronto. And then visiting the homes to kids that were struggling in school to hopefully get them to start going back to school.
Yeah.
So it just generally helped. It helped the homeless and the youth a lot.
Yeah, right. Like people who need help and or aren't in like the best of circumstances right now.
The people who need the guidance.
Yeah. We also interviewed the elderly at one point at Adelante.
I also was. I wasn't able to go to that though. I really wish I could have.
Ah, okay. It was pretty fun. Okay, next question. Has MBK altered how you look at your identity and culture? If so, how?
It really just didn't affect the way I looked at my culture, was it? Because I've always just been in touch with it. Because gone to Puerto Rico when I was a little kid. My grandma and grandpa are here in Brentwood, and I always visit them every now and then. So it's not like I wasn't in touch with it before. I always was. So I guess it just helps me get more of an idea about just how much these cultures actually like just cause like a nice relation to people.
I know what you mean. It kind of like brings us together, maybe.
Well, yeah, because then you have like, you know, you have like you see people with at like the parades and whatnot, where you see people posting like, oh, Puerto Rican pride or things like that, so people are just proud to be whatever they, whatever culture, whatever ethnicity they are.
Yeah, right.
And that just helps bring everybody together, which is, that's really nice to see, though.
We like show off our diversity. Okay, and has it altered how you look at yourself? If so, how?
I mean, nah, not really.
You just, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you and me are the same. Like, at first, you were just always prideful where you came from. And MBK just kind of, like, was just there to, you know, just to support you with that. Like, yeah.
I mean, I guess it just helped me realize how serious it really is. Because, like, before, I'm just like, oh, I'm Puerto Rican. Oh, cool. But once MBK kind of, like, came in, it made me realize, I'm like, oh, it actually means something higher than just almost like a label, you know?
Oh, that's a pretty good answer. Okay. So, next question. Are there any adults or mentors in the program that you've been able to lean on?
No, not really. I mean, if I think about it, you have Mr. Morgan, Dr. Taylor, Ms. Pagan, Dr. Akil, and all that. And most of the time, not really, because I don't really do anything besides like help out the program every now and then. But I feel like if I did do things, then like, yeah. But because I really like don't do things other than MBK, no, not really.
Okay, I got you. Then,
like, I don't think I got any business like casually chatting with the assistant principal. You know,
it
just doesn't make sense.
You have a point. So, is there something you're looking for in the program?
I mean, I wasn't really looking for support when I joined the program. Because when I joined it my freshman year, it was mainly just to join it with my friends. Because it just seemed like a good plan to help with my idea of what to do in the future, on top of just getting to hang out with friends on top of it.
Okay, I got you. All right, next question. Has being a part of MBK in a moment of national racial injustice created a sense of community and or activism?
I mean, yeah, because after all the many events that have transpired and gone on, we would meet and actually chat about these events and our own feelings and opinions on these events and what we feel like the future would really look like, or what it looks like it's heading to.
That's true, actually. We did talk about, like, the, every time we met, we would just discuss the recent events that happened in the world. Like the protest, how the police were treating the protesters. I remember that, yeah. Okay. And could your MBK chapter have done more to address the injustice being protested?
I mean, I don't really know what more they could have done to address it besides being able to acknowledge and discuss it, because in reality, that's all you're able to do from like a club standpoint on it.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar. Okay, next question. How did the pandemic impact your local MBK chapter or your experience in MBK?
I'd say it just ended up negatively affecting the chapter and in my experience, because it switched us to online. So our main source of material and meetings were all about guest speakers through Teams calls and just talking about like certain things that we are unable to do due to COVID, not able to really go out as like a group anymore, no community service. It just really, it kind of like took away the engaging part of it.
Yeah, definitely. You can't really engage much with your peers over a Zoom call. Right, next question. How do you engage with MBK?
I talk. I'd say I engage with it by just attending and being able to voice my own opinions and just being able to actually discuss, even if there's disagreeing opinions with people, and just being able to discuss why we disagree and whatnot.
That was pretty cool. Miss Pagan and Mr. Morgan let us do that in the classroom.
I remember we discussed NFTs with Mr. Morgan too. So it's general just being able to speak about any world topic, the war, all that stuff.
I see what you mean. Are there any other ways to be part of this community without embracing the parts of MBK?
I mean, yeah, because it's not just MBK that does everything. It's still like that mix of both, to where it's still partial just community events on top of with MBK just hosting the events, or the community service, to where MBK just helps assist the community service events. So it's still outsiders are still able to, or MBK members are able to bring family members, friends, family, and they don't have to be a part of MBK to still participate and assist.
Sick. Do you have a success story of MBK, either regarding yourself or a peer?
Yeah, I guess my peer that joined in, Joshua Castellanos, he joined in later on during sophomore year, and he just was able to keep ties with MBK, work at the library and all that. And what ended up happening was he ended up getting the MBK fellows. He was able to just generally benefit from what MBK has provided for him.
Josh is so cool. Yeah. Okay, so what, if anything, does your MBK program do really well?
I feel like something that our MBK program does very well is just able to talk about people who have gone through bad experiences and just ending up having to just come out of it just a better man or better woman. Just generally going through the harsh parts of life and still being able to come out and become a doctor or become just a very successful person.
It's good at like addressing that part of like the struggle to before you succeed.
Very important. I feel like people would never know what comes after if you just get stuck in this constant struggle. If you're just like, oh, didn't do good in school, or you're not doing good in various things, so you just think you're never going to get out of it. But these people went through sometimes worse and actually came out better, way better than they were before.
True. I think we met one time, like, wasn't a senator, but it was like someone really high in the Suffolk County government. He told us about how he lived alone. He was 17, and it was the worst years of his life. But now he's in like the highest position in Suffolk County. Yeah, you're right.
boring outside.
So, will you use MBK in your future? If so, what learnings or takeaways from MBK will you use going forward?
I feel like a couple of things I could take away and really use in the future was just the I can't, no, I don't think you'd take financial advice, but the economic advice that they kind of gave about the be smart with your money and the follow through with these programs, how to get like scholarships or how to get just extra money to help you along the way through school and whatnot. Because, towards the end of the day or end of whatever you're doing, that little extra money is going to help boost you along the way.
Yeah. So, is there anything else that they've helped with you other than like scholarships?
I mean, I thought it also just helped me more acknowledgeable of other things, not just like being too focused on just the same stuff. Expanding my just mind, really.
Like, as you get out of your like daily rhythm and start to make you get yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Okay. How has MBK impacted your trajectory in, let's say, your social life, your personality, your academics, your leadership, and or your career?
My social life, my academics. I feel like it's helped me throughout all those different various aspects. It's very interesting because MBK really just covers such a wide blanket of things, because it obviously gives you really good leadership skills. So when it comes to career and whatnot, you already are like somewhat experienced with what to expect to come. So with like the career and like the personality, it just helps you be more outgoing and helps you just be more outspoken, which some jobs may really like, or some may not. It all depends on what you work as. But that's just what it generally helps with. It just covers such a wide blanket. It'd be so hard to just pinpoint.
That's actually a really good way to put it. Hey, all right. 16, we got 3 more questions. 16, how can MBK have a bigger impact on your community?
It can have a bigger impact on the community by just trying to just advertise more and just try to get out there more. Because we already do the community like services by giving out food or through food pantries or just helping with things just around the community. So it's not what more we could do, because we already provide a lot. It's just trying to get even more members to just be all for the board program.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my God, I completely agree with you. Like, we gotta be out there. People have to know who we are, and like, you know, how creative people we are. Like what Juan said at Uniondale. Actually, you weren't there. Okay. Are there any challenges, limitations, barriers that your local MBK community right now is not capable of solving in terms of improving educational opportunities for young men of color?
Educational opportunities. I mean, when it comes to just all the like educational problems, there's nothing MBK can really do besides maybe bring awareness to like a couple things or try to push for certain things. But it's just with MBK, with just the whole basis of why MBK kind of like came to fruition and why it is the club it is, it can't really help with certain things, like, you know, like on like the sports side of education. So I mean, it's very specific on what they can help.
Okay, I get you. Alright, last question. Actually, is there anything else that you'd want to add? Was there anything that, like, maybe was in the back of your mind during this whole interview?
I mean, generally, just not really, besides the fact that, like, I just wish MBK could push for things outside of tackling already the prevalent problems, just on top of just doing positive things for communities, like, you know, helping assist in just the things that are being built for the community, like the skate park, and just assisting with other things that just really benefit the community that would just be great to have MBK's name in front of.
Yeah. For context, at a local park, a skate park was supposed to be built, but it was delayed for about 4 years before it just a couple weeks ago actually started to get built. All right, so that's the whole interview, Max. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a great day. Is there anything you'd like to say as a little parting message?
It was just my pleasure.
Yeah. All right. Take care.